it matters to you, let us know. Contact us now, 1850 400 964 or email focus@clare.fm.
Might be getting warmer. Road's not perfect though. Dolores was just in touch. The road between the Spar supermarket and Cunlasula Church is very slippery, she says. While I'm also told of delays potentially and certainly a blockage in the left lane of the northbound bore of the Limerick Tunnel, that's due to a breakdown, and that's if you're heading towards us here in Clare. If you're in that neck of the woods, do be wary. You listen to Morning Focus here with you until 12 noon. One more comment for now come in from Mary in North Clare. Most people don't agree with drink driving, she tells me, but people are missing the point. It's the morning after that's getting a lot of us. My husband and I never drink and drive. We go out once a month and get a taxi. They can have all the transport in rural Ireland they want, but where's the transport to bring it to work or to the shops the next day? They should be enforcing current legislation. The amount of pubs open until 3 or 4 in the morning and nothing being done about it. A lot of people will now be hit with this new legislation over people who are irresponsible. That's Mary's thoughts on that this morning. Now, I want to move on. And there's no denying, of course, and indeed we talk about it most Monday mornings, the GAA is one of the finest voluntary and community organisations in the country. It gives untold enjoyment to countless numbers of dedicated supporters, volunteers, players and fans alike. But it's not without its little quirks and curiosities, and they're being explored by my next guest, comedian and author Rory O'Connor. He of Rory Stories, famous, published a book, The Rory Stories Guide to the GAA. Good morning to you, Rory.
Good morning, Adam. How are you?
I'm good, and thanks for joining us. You're a fan of Gaelic Games?
Just a little bit, yeah. Fairly obsessive now, to be honest with you, yeah. But I know it is. It's just an unbelievable, organisation, and from all the way up from the bottom all the way up to Croke Park and all that, and finally, it's just very unique. So big fan, yeah.
And I know from the book that what you've, at least my reading of it anyway, in that a lot of it anyway, you're looking to explore some of the universal truths, the common truths, the what's happening in every club across the country and in every team.
Yeah, exactly. Like, I suppose, the mainstream GA, which obviously is the summer champion, gets a lot of coverage and there's a lot of legends made from it in both codes. But I suppose originally when I started making videos, I wanted to concentrate on the characters of the GA club, which, as you know, are the people that are not known outside their club or parish, but the legends within. So when I made all the videos, I wanted to concentrate on them characters, and then now obviously bring them into the book. So, when you're reading this book, I'm pretty sure you'll know each and every character from your own club and have to get a bit of a giggle, you know.
And what sort of characters do you mean?
Well, you have obviously the mad mother on the sideline. I describe a type of mother who's very quiet that morning, and nice and calm. And the minute the ball's thrown in and little Johnny gets an off the ball slap, this red mist comes over this particular woman, and she just effing and blinding and everything else that comes over on the sideline. And the minute the ball or the whistle's finally blown, she calms down to herself again. And, she's every club has her. Then you have, the knowledgeable Noddy, as I call him, the fella who can tell you every score from every game, from every match in history of the GAA. These people tend to not drink much, more of a club lemon type of a man, but he sits up earwig and all the conversations up in the club bar, and he remembers everything, and he'll tell you if there's a challenge match down the club, he'll tell you who scored, who didn't play well, who played well. So then obviously your team, your cocky corner forwards or dirty corner backs, the lad who's always injured, the lad who's just can't stay off the points but he's an unbelievable player.
The big lad up front.
Yeah, the big moany lad up full forward that just gives out to everyone. And then the famous lad who's a good man to tell people at the bar that he could have played minor or he could have played county if he wasn't so fond of the porter. So all them kind of people that we all know well from our own GA clubs are in the book. So it's an enjoyable read,
There's plenty more of it, and the blurb for the book tells me how the hilarious guide to the GAA covers it all and goes on to list a lot of the things you've just mentioned, and also Marty Morrissey's forehead.
Yeah. Well, interesting. There's not a whole lot in it about that. It's more just concentrating on. It's more praise, for the likes of Marty and Dara Maloney, and then it leads up into I done a piece and towards Micheál an Mara Hertig.
I saw that. Yeah.
I picked out my own legends and my own opinion. Now, as you can imagine, it's a debatable opinion. It's like my top five hurlers and footballers. No, but there is no such thing. It's just your own opinion. And that's, I suppose, where Marty came into it there, and obviously the Sunday game boys got a bit of a pace in it as well. So We're trying to cover everyone I could, you know what I mean, within the GA, from the grassroots all the way up to the King of Crow Park, you know. So hopefully everyone's covered in anyway. You'll definitely find a few people you know anyway, for sure.
And they won't be slow to let you know if they're left out. But that's how it can be, I suppose, in many things. But look, it's the fun of the GA that you're focusing on, you know. It's a light-hearted take. There's plenty of fodder, there's plenty of material out of it for somebody who's looking to make the rest of his laugh.
Yeah, well, that's it. Like, and as the people ask me, you know, people follow our stars who aren't into GA, because I do a lot of non-GA stuff as well, day-to-day stuff, but it's more just Irish humour. Like, you know, you don't necessarily have to know the ins and outs of the GA. And that's why one of the first chapters in the book is about trying to explain the GAA to non-Irish people, like in as easy as possible way. So, you know, if you're Irish and, you know, you're a bit of a giggle, you know, you'll read and you mightn't get the ins and outs of what goes on the GAA, but there is certain catchphrases that would be very Irish and you get a good giggle out. So it's just a fun, easy book. You know, anyone from the age of, you know, 10 to 85 can read the book and get a giggle here and there. So that's what I wanted to concentrate on. It's just a nice little stocking filler and something to have a giggle on Christmas morning while you're waiting for the old turkey to be landed on the table, you know.
And if people wanted to check you out in advance, of course, you're the man of Rory Stories on Facebook, that lots and lots of people will have heard of, with however many thousands and thousands of followers you got in that one.
Yeah, so Facebook is obviously the big vocal point, and then they're obviously on YouTube for the younger generation who, I suppose, think there's an age restriction on Facebook, and then you'll find them Twitter and Instagram. And kind of, if you just Google it, you might like them all, but there's certainly one or two that you'll just have to agree with, because it's factual. And within the GAA and Irish life in general, there's a couple of people I take the mickey out that the only people who disagree with who they are is the people themselves, generally, you know. So, but yeah, as I said, it's a nice, like, it's a division I had for it was on Christmas morning, like, as I said, the book being passed around and people reading out various, the dirty corner back to that was always injured, and people naming the people from the local club. So that's, you know, I'm not asking anyone to sign up to an autobiography just yet. It's more just a pick up, put down type of book and a bit of a belly laugh. That's it.
Good stuff. Well, look, if you're promising belly laughs, that sounds all right to me. The book is The Rory Stories Guide to the GAA. It's by Rory O'Connor, published by Gilbooks, and it's available now. Wish you all the best at it, Rory. Thanks for joining us.
Thanks very much. Appreciate
all the very best.
Thank you.
Take care. Cheers. Bye-bye. Rory O'Connor there. When we are back, we will be hearing of an event taking place, which will certainly put you in a festive mood, taking place in Glore in Ennis this coming weekend.
Clare FM's Morning Focus.
In association with Frank Hogan, Mercedes-Benz Limerick, serving Clare and the Midwest. Your local Mercedes-Benz dealer. Visit frankhogan.ie for exceptional offers.